What is this that we're looking at here?
This is the wood remnants of the hull from the Tug Challenger.
And why is it in a big pile of dirt on top of some tarps?
Because during the removal operation last evening, they were only able to do at low tide. The dump is not open, so this is a secondary staging area that we're looking at. So last night at low tide and early this morning, this was brought over here, put on this tarp. And then today, the dump's open and the trucks are ferrying it off to the dump for proper disposal.
Does this include contaminated wood?
This wood is parts of the hull. The hull was cleaned at the AJ dock and made ready for disposal. So I wouldn't say it's contaminated.
So is the Challenger all gone at this point?
The Challenger is gone. So this is what the remnants of the hull, the metal parts have been disposed of at Skookum Sales and Recycling out there in Lemon Creek. And the remaining of the wood parts are going to be, you know, headed to the dump today, and we expect that'll wrap up here at some point before the end of the day today.
And then is the operation officially going to be shut down, closed down, closed out?
A few more things to do the rest of the week. Want to make sure that we return this site back to the city the way we found it, and same with the beach down there south of the rock dump. So a little work to do on that through today and tomorrow morning. And then the state, the city, and the federal, the Coast Guard will be, you know, walking through that with the contractor and making sure it's been returned to its original condition.
What happened to the engine of the tug?
That went to Skookum's, along with the rest of the metals.
Was there much metal on board besides the engine?
There was a lot of those fuel tanks, a variety of fuel tanks and other. There were some structural members that were in there. Some of the pilot house superstructure on top had some metal on it, and that's all been transferred to Skookum, too.
What about oil and hazardous materials?
So oil and hazmat, throughout the cleanup, we were able to collect 437 gallons of petroleum product, 1,540 gallons of oily water, 550 pounds of hazardous materials, which includes things just like paint that had some lead in it, fire extinguishers, waste oil, polyester, resins, grease, a refrigerator on board, a freezer, almost 2,500 pounds of batteries, you know, lead acid batteries. There was a ton of batteries on board. They're very heavy. And then a little less than 3,000 pounds of asbestos-containing materials.
So not as much oil as possibly could have been on board, but still enough to cause a problem, plus some other things there that could have.
Yeah, certainly. Between the oil and the hazmat, we, you know, did the right thing by pursuing to take this action to remove it from Gastineau Channel and remove that environmental threat, you know, from the wetlands and the salmon hatchery.